sit home, get recharged, and go again.
We didn't have a website until right before the pandemic, which is crazy.
And this is very explicit, so stop me if I need to.
Okay, let's go R-rated.
Well, yeah, this is R-rated for sure.
Mean girls never win.
Yes.
I remember that song. If you drink, don't drive.
Do the watermelon crawl.
All right, everyone. I would like to introduce my first... Well, they're my first... people I interviewed, my besties, my people, the ladies of Liberty, my Savannians, my girls, Emily Bargeron and Mary Liz Craft. I'll let you take it from here. You go first, Emily. Tell all that you do.
Yes. All right. So I am an entrepreneur. Hey, this is fun. It's all about these moments. All right, so I have Mamie Ruth, which is a clothing line. We travel to music festivals. We have a store here in town. Mary Liz and I have a store together. I have Easton Up, which is a vintage store, Starlin Strange, an ice cream shop, gift shop. We do some wholesale stuff, you know, just on the entrepreneurial journey always.
And you're good at it.
And I'm fair at it. I'm getting better all the time.
I am on the single entrepreneurial journey. I just have one company, Emily's Jewelry, and then Emily and I have the store together. And that's...
That's a lot.
Yes.
It's enough. So I met them because they hosted the first... Actually, it wasn't B-Tan. It was Glow on the Go.
G-L-O,
no W.
Yes.
Do it not was, get confused.
We will not even go there. Another day.
One day we'll go there. One day we will go there.
But they hosted me. I met them at the bar I worked at through a mutual friend, Casey. And I just loved them from the second I met them. And I loved their positivity. I love that they believed in me even though they didn't know me. So that was the biggest thing to me meeting them. I was like, wow. And I sold them. It was my very first pop-up.
Which we did not know, probably. I think we were piggybacking off of her and she was piggybacking off of
us. Yeah. And also spray tans. Anything else that you need to say? Like spray tans.
Yeah.
Like
everyone I'm sure needs. She said, yeah. We'll give you a free spray tan.
Yeah. And we're sold. Yes, done. Like
hosted,
sign us up.
Done.
Yeah.
I made this flyer. I used one of my bar patrons, Jen. She lives in Hawaii now. I miss her. But she came to my house, took a picture, and made it look like my logo was a tan line on my back. I wore Mary Liz Jewelry, Emily's Jewelry, and Mamie Ruth bell bottoms, and a little side boob, and made flyers. I just wanted to do it well. But real quick, they also believed me when I tried to do essential oils, which was a hot mess.
We've been
express.
Down all the roads. All the roads that yeah. Michelle has gone down. But we had a very successful event. It was, after that event, I think that we were definitely, we were a trio and we've done so many things. Michelle's popped up in our store. We've
had
so many events.
Ended up renting permanently from them for a year. And that was a rough year. That was like, so we've been friends for.
She sold us our new space leased us our new space during COVID. Yeah. And then popped up in it. So she obviously believed in the space she was giving us.
Yeah. So I also do commercial real estate. I my baby is beet tan, but real estate, when the bank wouldn't give me a loan, I've made my own money to grow the business. But also Mary Liz believed in me and invested in me.
Yes.
I have no idea why.
I do.
We were at a bar, same bar I met them at, drinking on St. Patrick's Day.
There was karaoke involved, and she gave us a business pitch, me and my husband.
I don't even think I was giving you guys a pitch.
I don't think you were. I think you were just talking about your business, but it came off as a pitch, and my husband also is very frugal, but much more.
We call him the dream crusher.
He is a dream crusher, but if he's drinking, he is not a dream crusher. He is very... joyous.
And I think that's also how you know that it was from the heart actual like the believing in the business. Yes. Because when the dream crusher puts hard cash behind
exactly.
something, you know that it's like it's in it for the long haul. It's good.
Yeah, they believed in me. Well, I mean, not just you in Jason, it all just goes with believing in someone, and that's why I wanted them to be my first guest.
I mean, bitch, we know you hustle. There's no doubt about that. I think that, whatever it is, we know that you can.
And I'm super competitive. I'm more competitive with myself than anyone, but I'm also just super competitive. So that hustle is there, but that drive is there and it ain't going anywhere. So I do, love that they believed in me. And I think that's been the belief behind Beat Tan and the business, because I now help mentor other women and you guys mentored me. So I just want to keep carrying the love. And that's why you're my first guest on the podcast, because that's what I want this podcast to be, is to the belief, if someone believes in you, it's that you have no idea how far that can take you.
100%. Exactly. Yeah.
And there's so much beating people up and so much negativity in the world. I mean, social media is insane. So, and it's a lot of, news, it's just negative, negative, negative. And I think just having those people in your life that are positive, which you guys have always been that. I mean, we are women. We do go down catty paths, which we won't talk about. But we always will. We reel it in. We reel it in. And the love is there. The love is always there. That never goes away. And we're here for each other. And that's more important.
I think it's also about being able to there's plenty of times where I've called you and be like, girl, that last post, I feel like that doesn't really go with your flow.
Told me my Instagram sucked on our way to Miami.
I think that it sometimes takes those things. And look at it now. It's great. And you're blowing through the content world. So I'm I feel now I'm taking notes from you. But I think it's so important be honest in the authentic. Business side of it. And not only just the fluff and be just nice and oh my gosh, yes, you're totally gonna be able to do it, no problem. It's oh, I don't know about that. That looks kind of tacky, or this looked kind of
you
trashy.
You straight up said, what the hell are you doing? Well, on the way to Miami,
she was the best at that. She was the best at bringing you down when you're it looks so good.
That is not what I was doing, but also.
She was straight up honest. She was okay, so let's talk about your Instagram. It was on the way to Miami, but the joke.
You're a car for 8 hours with me, so here we go.
Yeah, we've had some. That was one of my Emily times. So we went to I was she invited me to Miami Swim Week. So she was doing something. She was winging it. And
we're always winging it.
Per usual.
Yeah. And I went and I was I'll wing it too. And offered free spray tans for the models. She was making swimsuit cover-ups. She now has swimsuits, but she was making cover-ups. So that was a first for you, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was the very first time.
Yes. I booked a hotel room at the W for, I think, $10,000 to do a trade show.
So nervous.
Losing my mind. I don't think we actually did a sale the whole time that we were there. This is just notes and business in general. But, it happens.
But her stuff was on Miami Swim Week runway, which I thought,
great.
As her friend, thriving. I was like, this is so cool. Yeah. I can't believe she invited me to do this. But on the way there, she said, your Instagram sucks. And then on the way back, I gave her bad directions. I knew that I knew where I was going because
let me tell the story because this it will just be better from the mouth of the person who remembers it best. Okay, just to set the setting, we've been in Miami for probably 6 days.
Tequila.
Going out, going out till 3 a.m., waking
not
up.
Not making your money back.
Not making your money. Waking up at 7 a.m. to do a trade show. So little sleep. We're driving back. I'm all right. And just a little bit about me. I hate wasted time. Time is not made to be wasted. So we're driving back and I'm all right, I'm pretty sure this is right. Michelle's no. Brian set my settings, my settings on my phone so that it always does the fastest route. I'm well, mine says it will be back in 7 hours and 47 minutes. Mine says 6 hours and 36 minutes. I'm okay, well, we'll keep following. We're going through the neighborhoods. I'm oh, this house is cute. This house is cute.
She's being so sweet because she was
surely we're going to get on the interstate soon. Another 30 minutes.
Way. It has to be a bad
all of a sudden, I hear Michelle take a big gulp. And I'm what's up over there? She's mine says 6 days.
Because I haven't said a walk.
She has us walking.
I was confident.
Walking back to Savannah. An hour. an hour after us, literally, like, looking for the interstate. I'm like, oh, girl. Like, I mean, if you ever wanted to see me mad, I was like, it is time to go back to Savannah. We are hungover, ready to get back. But it was. I think that those are the things, too, that, like, make you stronger as friends. Now we have this
funny story. Yes, in that moment, not so funny.
But in that moment, I could have wrung her neck. We have
many, many more. I will never, for many reasons, say the amount, but the... We invested some money in something we shouldn't have together one
No,
time.
This is a whole podcast in itself, and I will 100% we should spill talk about all the beans.
Yeah, because we have to expose them.
Yes.
There's so much wasted money in all the business.
So a lot of money. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say it because we had to hide it
from this is something that is a deep dive.
Oh, I know about this. I might be the only person, maybe. But I do think that Jason too.
to set the stage. Yeah, to be an entrepreneur is something that is something that you bond with people mm-hmm. over, especially women who are doing the same thing. It is a hard time. It is a hustle. It is always so much money invested in. And a lot of times you feel like the answers aren't there and you need to search for more answers and schooling and classes and courses. And so there's a lot of people who prey on the fact that women in business, or not even just women in business,
people,
but
just yes, trying, or people with people, a dream, people with
dreams who also are willing to give everything, not only just the money that they have worked really hard for,
but take
out credit cards mm-hmm. to pay for other credit cards. I mean, I'm telling you that they are promoting. Get 4 credit cards. Use this credit card to pay off that credit card.
That was in our training that we paid for.
It was on a training. Yeah. So, like, there are people who prey off entrepreneurs and who are just looking to make so much money off of. And some people succeed, but the majority of people aren't able to recover from some of these things.
And we saw it happen. To not see you meeting a timeline of what somebody sets out for you in this, like, course. Like, okay, if you do this, then by next year at this time, you will see, like, 3 times your investment. Right. Look at these maybe 2 cases out of however many people take it.
So Michelle and I to get the whole backstory,
I was targeted.
Now that I have a child.
I love a good targeted ad. Every company's, like, favorite customer because I buy into anything. So I get targeted for ad. Like, are you a business person looking to make more money, thriving, feeling you're not meeting your maximum potential? Come to this, you know, trade show, this event, seminar.
And they used a celebrity name I don't know if we should say it, but they used a celebrity name to back it. I don't know if he, like, licensed his name or what, but it was
he wasn't even there?
Mm-mm. Oh, no, honey. No, not at all. A cardboard cutout at best.
So how many years ago that? It was, like, an up-and-coming show.
This was it was right before I loaned you. It was, like, prior to the loan of the money.
So it was all around the same time. Yeah.
It was pre-COVID.
Like, you gave me my first loan for my first bulk retail product.
Yeah, it was probably, like, May
product.
2019.
We won't say, but we'll just say that if you've ever watched Shark Tank,
you've definitely seen him. And he licensed his name to some bullshit.
In the middle of Utah, who will just take your money and run. Anyway, long story short, Michelle and I go to this convention trade show. We sit there, and boy, is it like church. They hit you, right? They know what to say.
Abby, we were like, do you want to do it? And then when I didn't want to do it, she wanted to do it. When she wanted to do it, I didn't. Like, we just kept going through the
But you are process. Raising your hands in the air, just ready to praise. You're like, this is everything that we have ever
this
needed.
This is entrepreneurial church.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we have found the answer. But if I'm in everything in life, like mistakes, you learn. I am so competitive and I get very pissed off. Don't piss me off. And I just plowed. I was like,
he made you the experience. He or made she. Me Sorry, take- I don't want to cut out some of those sharks. He or she made you want to. Prove them wrong, like get your money back, like make
well,
your money back.
Well, I had to prove
back.
It to
yeah.
myself. Yes. I had, because I gave my very first big real estate check to it. Like, no questions asked. That's how much I believed in that system and that. And there were people.
And ultimately, what we believe in ourselves.
There were people taking out loans that they didn't have the money for. Oh. And we would be in, like, Zooms.
Yeah, at least y'all were able to pay, like,
we were in webinars and people were like, I emptied my savings. I took out 3 loans and nothing is happening. At least we already had a business. They sold the idea of a business to these people and we're like, buy you shit on Amazon and then sell
Oh, they
on
were
Amazon.
Trying to tell us to buy stuff at Walmart.
Tried to do it. I went to TJ Maxx. I was going through the motions of the business. I was at TJ Maxx buying fucking candles and trying to sell
them on Amazon. There is a name for this.
Did you do anything like that?
No, I did. Because I gave my first big real estate check and I was like, I have to make my money. I did not. I was caught. She cried. I cried. There were tears.
Mind you, they told everybody that they won.
Yeah, we don't. We don't want to
tell everybody that it was a contest and they won the experience.
Because we were really a bit more. Mortified in the fact that we were sold so hard.
And this is a deposit on a house. Like, we did not, it wasn't a small amount of money. No. It was more money than I had ever spent in my entire life on anything. Cash. So it was a huge investment.
But if we didn't pay it that day, the opportunity was going to be gone forever.
Oh, it's just like a trade show. If you don't pay this deposit right this second, you won't get this amazing booth spot ever again. Yeah,
but
they do that.
You mentioned this to me years later because we were like, again, we like lied and said fake it. We were faking it in a whole different way. But we said we wanted to justify what we were going to. Like, we won some prize because we were so embarrassed. And we didn't want the dream killers to come in because we were still going. We're like, we've already spent the money. We'll go through the process. But after the fact, I know that we both learned. But my business really took a skip because I would, no one was going to get me down. I mean, you just have to know my personality. Yes. You're not going to get me down. Yeah.
And ultimately, I think that it was beneficial for both of us. It definitely brought us together as entrepreneurs.
It wasn't what they sold.
We also complained enough where we did get half our money back. By the way, we bitched and we definitely
remember I was so angry I almost lost it for us. I forget what I said.
Yeah, bitch. I do remember that because I had secured 50% of everything that we had paid back.
I was trying to get
And this
more.
Bitch writes an email or something that was like so off the rails.
I said that they were us having an attorney.
Yes, which you we said did it. Not you have. Did say
I used the word attorney.
And they were like, if you've already got an attorney involved, then we're not giving you any money back. Your attorney can fight for it. And I'm like, she doesn't have an attorney. Anyways, it was definitely a bonding entrepreneur.
Which is why she called
experience.
Me ride or die bitch.
Yes. We have done some ride or die things and we've learned from it. And there's so much that that is a part of the entrepreneurial journey is these things. And you do need courses and you need education.
And you need
but
mistakes.
That's where
you
have
learned so much from 100%. Mistakes.
And that's where friends who are owning businesses, other women entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. where you really have to use that network and use those people and ask the questions and
with
really
people
get
you can trust.
Yeah,
their half
resources.
The time, I feel like everybody's faking it till they make it. So I feel like you have to have people that you can trust.
Right.
That aren't just being like, yeah, it's great. I'm doing like this, this, and this.
I feel like in the South though, like everyone is like it's a fake it till you make it, but everyone loves to fake that they're not making it. Like, it's like everyone in the South.
I do not feel that.
My therapist says I need to be more proud. I humble it down. Like, I don't feel comfortable bragging about.
Oh, I do not. I do not feel comfortable
bragging.
That part
is hard. But she's right. Like, if you can get sold. Just for sure.
Yes. Yeah. You get sold on these other people that, like, if you're at a trade show or a market and they're like, yeah, I'm having a great, like, this is the best ever.
Right.
Da, da, da. Yeah.
And tell, I want you guys to tell how you ended up. So, again, they're my first dynamic duo that brought me in. I ended up renting a back room where she kept her overstock inventory, but I also spray tan. Did really well. It made me fall in love with this particular place where we all have our businesses.
Yeah, say one thing though. No, you know that someone has a really good product when they will go into like a back closet
exactly.
with like, I mean, this is not when we say our like literally our stock room, like that is where Michelle's business was being run out of and nonstop traffic.
Non-stop.
Like, this is a good spray tan. People will go wherever.
In
you
a
tell
closet.
Them, yeah,
she
you
was
tell
doing
them
as
were,
much business
yeah.
as we were with the front of the store yeah. in our, like,
yeah, in a closet.
I mean, it was a closet. Yeah. It wasn't even a closet. We
it's
had to put a curtain up to hide our storage room.
Yeah. But I'm also cheap. I'm also like bad about. I do.
It's called hustle. It's not called.
It's not cheap. It's being smart is what it's called.
Yes, thank you. And I did it out of my house before, and I was like, I have to get out of my house. I would like wake up. People would text and be like, "Can I get a last minute spray tan?" I'd be like, "I am in pajamas. Yes, I will."
Yeah, my cat will open the door.
My cat greeted them, and I am telling you, that's why I always stand by my Savannians. If you've never been to Savannah, you have to come to Savannah. There's a true. Like there's just a presence of women all of a sudden here. I hope that's happening everywhere, yeah. But I feel it here, which hence the Ladies of Liberty. And these gals were the first that I met on Liberty, but Elizabeth
was here first.
Was like the OG. So Liberty Street is more of like the locals, but it's a lot of women.
There's about 13 or 14 women-owned businesses. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was the realtor for a chunk of
most
them.
Most of them, yeah.
For a chunk of them. And the building that we're in, which is a great building with a lot of weird water juju. In fact, when I was renting the back room, Dan came in and Mary Liz has like, she's has Tupperware.
Called me. Oh, wait, I was on Tybee. You came in and my employee's like, I don't know what to do. This water is falling from everywhere. You called me and I was like, I'm coming with Tupperwares. We're like catching water falling from the ceiling.
It was bizarre. It ended up being a washing machine from the apartments above it. But
it was 12 floors. How many? 12? 12 floors?
Yeah, 12 floors.
12 floors of apartments above us.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it was Michelle's washing machine.
I also live in the building.
She is on the other
side
from us.
I'm kidding. It's a joke. But
I would not be surprised.
Michelle goes up to the girl whose apartment is actually flooding. She goes, if you think this is bad, you should be up in her apartment. There was not a spot that didn't have water.
Floating. Like, stuff was, like, floating. She was like, yeah, I felt very, her mattress, she was, like, beating water out of, like, insanity. Yeah. So
that just goes back to the things you don't expect for in small business. But
yes,
yeah, leaky pipes. And then I like commercial real estate is so strange because you're making an income off the property, there's this like weird like who's responsible for it.
Like you're not responsible for it, but you're responsible for your client's happiness.
And it's like, you know, that commercial real estate is so tricky. I love it so much because I love meeting entrepreneurs and help entrepreneurs and helping them find their space. The owning a property, commercial real estate's where it's at. Don't ever do residential because commercial real estate, because they're making income, you pay the property taxes, the insurance, you fix the shit when it gets wrong.
Yeah.
And then they had more of like a residential lease. So when that happened, I was like, I think, I don't know who's responsible. It was so confusing. Anyway, that's.
Yeah.
I'm not exaggerating. There was water coming
everywhere.
From like 10 different places of the store. And we were just like catching it. And it was so confusing.
Yes.
I do think circling back to the, the chaoticness of, you know, this investor portal of death that we did sign up for.
It's not even investor. It's like,
I do have to say scam artist. You can call it a million things. And more, less for us and more for, I mean, the 250 people who were also there.
250 people gave money?
Yes.
Who also, and the amount of money that we put into it with no business at all. At least we had a business. They talked them into a dream of an idea of buying stuff from TJ Maxx that wasn't selling and
But circling back to all of it for us and for you in particular, I do think that that particular situation was the launch pad for your business as it
is today. The catalyst,
for sure. 100%.
And had COVID not happened, I think that because you were it was like an uphill climb. You were there, and then COVID happened and knocked you down a few rungs. It didn't stop you.
No, it didn't
stop
me.
But had COVID not happened, I mean,
and that's why
I
get so frustrated. And even with COVID, like, I think COVID actually, if I'm looking at the positive, it put me in my apartment. Like, and my son had just, I had
where I put you is in a bunny suit. That's
I was about to bring that up. But you guys were in a unique position with COVID because I feel like you were able to take your business and accelerate it, whereas I had what did I have, a three-year-old?
Yeah.
A four-year-old at COVID. So I felt like it stopped my business because I had to move everything. I couldn't. You went to the office every day. I couldn't. I had to, like, bring everything to my house. I feel like, yes, you guys, like, were able to thrive off of COVID.
Is a strong word.
No, but you did thrive.
Ideas. You had.
You grew your wholesale business to next levels during COVID, whereas I was like.
We had ants in our pants, and we had just put a chunk of money towards some scammy bullshit, and we. Mm-hmm. Hits the idea. I said something about, wait, was it you? Oh
God, well, here's the thing about COVID.
I said something about fit charging.
Yeah, I think that the thing about COVID, though, is that business was easy until that point. We were making money. And you didn't have to get creative. Like, where, you know, we're entrepreneurs. We're always forward thinking. But business had become pretty easy. Like, you know, we went to work.
The economy was good.
The economy was good. Things were good. So you didn't have to go out of the box. COVID hit and you're like, oh shit. Like, what are we going to do? And it got, when you're a real entrepreneur, it's in your brain. Like, your brain operates different. And so immediately it's not, oh no, poor me. It's what do we do? Yeah, like what are we doing? And your whole business changes.
Oh, I'm telling you, and it's April 2020, opportunity. That was my best month ever website.
It's an opportunity to think about your business differently and change things. And I think that was really fun. And it was a time where we really thought outside of the box because about we had to make work differently. Yes, about everything.
Because we had to pay our rent still. Literally.
The bills were still there.
Exactly. Yeah. That was before April.
Because remember, it was going to last 2 weeks. So that was before we knew about PPP.
Oh my God. I said, Emily, I think I'm going to send out or put out an Instagram post saying our store's closed. We had to close. It was right before St. Patrick's Day. So it was probably let's call it March 15th. I said, I'm going to put out a post saying we're going to be closed for the next 2 weeks. She goes, don't put the next 2 weeks. What if we can open before that? And I still look back and think about that. What if we can't open before that?
That'd be great. I have an opportunity. So Michelle called me. I don't exactly know how
you
this conversation.
You got a fucking spray tan still. And I was still,
Getting spray tans during COVID?
Well, I was spray tanning my friends. I was like, all right, get over.
I don't stop getting spray tans.
We didn't have kids and we weren't really in public. So we were only hanging out with, so I was spray tanning friends and close clients that, would say, would send me a negative test. I'm like, I'm going to spray tan, I guess. I'll wear a mask. I'm just sanitized. It was all freaking weird.
Savannah was also pretty lenient.
It was way lenient. They were serving to-go Jameson.
But this is March, right around Easter. We don't know how we're going to pay our rent. So basically, the story goes.
I think maybe you brought it.
I say, you know what would really be a very successful business? Since people can't go to the mall, someone should dress up like an Easter bunny and hop through people's yards
and hide eggs,
and people can pay you to blah, blah, blah.
So she just threw out one of her many great creative ideas.
And Michelle went ham.
The next day,
there's a website.
I had a website.
Yeah, the next day.
Two bunny costumes. Not one, but two.
Yes. So
I had a vintage one.
And I bought one. So Michelle and I dressed up like the Easter bunny. On Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 5 days.
Too many days.
5 days, we opened the books for to go hop around.
I had a booking
system
and a website. Yes.
I had the idea.
You would have never done it.
Oh, no, never, ever.
You admitted
I would not
that.
Have,
and I was
yes.
like, nope, we're doing this. We're doing I got it. Bills to pay.
Yeah.
We're doing this. And we did. And she had an employee that would help. We sent her to do the far away ones.
There were three of us hopping around.
Sammy did it too?
No, it was Lisa.
Lisa.
Oh, Lisa.
In an Easter bunny costume, the three of us hopped around Savannah, put candy out. I mean, we made a lot of money, and it was comforting.
Business idea for anybody that wants to do it in Savannah, because they're not doing it
I don't want to do it again.
Emily had a parent actually make her come back because the website said the actual bunny hop song
that I would do the hokey pokey more than once.
Yeah, and they
I had to come back to do the hokey pokey.
We had to turn around and go back
for
the
hokey story.
We had to go back. It was a whole thing. And I just was, I mean, secretly glad it was her because I had the easy people. And then, wait, what? Remember that wrong house? Like, we.
Yeah, they dropped me off.
I was dying.
Apparently, it was also always me. They dropped me off at the wrong house. The neighbor called and said, You're giving my neighbor
a free
Easter Bunny show. You have to come back and do it again next door.
I literally came back to the car. I was like, but here is the funniest thing is these fucking people were in their yard with their kids and they didn't even order this Easter Bunny is going through the yard, dropping eggs and they're like a gift from heaven. Like, and they, and the neighbor is like tapping her foot. Emily does it because you're wearing this big head. She has no idea. And these people are like, awkwardly, oh, that's probably me. Sorry. These people.
It would be Michelle who forgets to turn off her phone during her podcast.
I literally left mine so far away.
But she's like awkwardly going around these people's yard, and they're looking at her like, "Thank you, but why the hell are you in my yard?" And she was like, "I like if you could
Did
just
you do
imagine."
The hokey pokey?
She was like stopping, waving, blowing kisses.
I mean, yes.
She was a really good
Easter
Bunny.
You can't hear anything in that. Like, they were like
of
telling me to
Emily's
get back to
really
the car.
Of course, Emily's a really good Easter Bunny. She doesn't do anything half-assed.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost
but
to the
bringing it
extreme.
Back to the entrepreneurial journey, it was very comforting to know that, like, whatever it is, like, when it comes to business, when you're an entrepreneur, you will figure it out. And that takes a load off of the stress to know that, like, maybe this business doesn't work out, or maybe the next one doesn't work out, or maybe it does, but, like, to be able to have the confidence that you can create a business and you can execute that and you can make money. Honestly, I feel like if everything that I've built was just taken away, I would figure it out the next thing.
Exactly.
Like, you just figure it out. And that's part of the journey. And that's a part of what is so fun about being an entrepreneur is that everything can change. Right. Everything can change in a moment. I think COVID taught us that. Like, COVID could take away all of your customers. I had three retail stores at that time. And all of our stores had to close. What? Like,
well,
I had
$12,000
in rent.
That closed their doors. Not just stores that have been open 20 years couldn't survive COVID because they were owned by older women that had just relied on their done the same thing, didn't have an email list, didn't know how to switch their business over. I mean, I have like goosebumps thinking about how like these people just lost their storefronts and they lived in cities that were closed for, luckily we were able to open our doors back up in May.
I think
spray tan partners, it took them much in Washington State.
Probably
it took them
a
much
full
longer.
Year probably to get back.
But I think a part of being an entrepreneur is learning to bend and not
pivot.
Break. You have to pivot. You have to bend. You have to be able to adapt to a new business
Bounce
model.
Bounce back. Be
you
ready for it.
Yeah. And some people can say like, oh, sell out. Like, sell out is what you do. You continue to sell out to whatever it is that is the trend or upcoming or whatever. Like,
and make it fun. Like, have fun doing it.
And I'm not saying sell out. Sell out is probably a bad term.
No,
but
that's what people say. You're
able.
Not the one saying it. It's what other people say about
exactly.
you when you
yeah, take on
too
something.
Much, yes.
yes. Pivot too
and
much
I
into
think,
the mainstream, like, money making.
But then you had
trends.
To do what you.
But
do.
Yeah, you do yeah. what you have to do.
I said
to make-
this recently in that Savannah Morning News interview that it was a college student. And she was awesome. Allison set it up. Again, another local entrepreneur that set me up for a local newspaper, which I love doing local stuff. But she at the end of the interview, she wanted to sign up to be a spray tan person. But I think the biggest question that she asked me, she was like, what would you want to pass along? And I really want people to understand that you can trust yourself. You really know more than you think you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't have, like, Emily went to Georgia Southern. You know, a lot of my friends, I had a child at 18. I didn't get the chance to go to college. And right then I felt like, you know, the
you
country girl.
Knocked down a rug.
I
yes,
mean,
yeah.
I had a baby the second time. I got pregnant the second time I had sex. I did everything ass backwards. So just now here in this place at 39 years old, I can confidently say, like, I do know more than I ever gave myself credit for. And I have to remind myself that. And I think people, it's the It's the lack of confidence that holds most people back. They think someone either came from money or had a whatever the case may be. It really does take something special to like, that, and it really, you have it. You have it in, I mean, I meet with a therapist every Tuesday and Thursday.
Oh, jeez.
You made fun of me.
Mine is on vibrate.
But you really do. I said this one day. I was like, my son said this, and he's one of the smartest people I know. And
he is, for sure. Michelle did an excellent job raising her son.
He's a great kid. So don't knock having kids at 18. But yes, also, 18-year-olds don't do it.
I always say that she figured out. She gets to have a kid. Someone's going to take care of her when she's old, and she gets to get a banging body back by 22. Yeah, so like,
no joke.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I just think your body bounces back faster, but
anyway, we digress.
Yeah, I forget where I was going with that. But my, I forget what I was about to say something. Gavin
no,
says.
It, no, I think, well, you can said figure it out. Smart. But I think that like the thing about business is, I heard someone say this quote when I was very young, and it seemed so simple. And I think so many people overcomplicate the idea of having a business. But someone mm-hmm. said, if you believe in yourself, and you work really hard, and you continue to believe in yourself, and you continue to work really hard, then you will be successful. And I was like, that's it? That's all you have to do is just believe in yourself and then work hard. And continue to believe in yourself and continue to work hard. And that's all you have to do? Like, if that's all you have to do, I think I can do this. And it is true. If you have an idea and you listen to your customers and but continue to work hard and continue to believe in yourself, you will be successful mm-hmm. because you will listen and you will examine the things around you, and you will shift and you will pivot and you will keep working hard and you mm-hmm. will keep believing in yourself, and you will ultimately be successful.
Emily, so remember the time that you included me in that South Magazine thing?
Yes.
I was like so last minute.
Oh, yeah. The
I was in a relationship.
Yes.
But I look for any opportunity he, like, to, like, get a little like, media.
Yeah. good publication. And Emily said something that resonated with me. You don't even know it. It was before Beat Tana was when I was still
I couldn't be in
that.
It because I was married. Just so you know, I was probably a best
she was
prior
not.
To
that. I was not. I was there to do the makeup spray tans. And then he was like, and then Emily, being the supportive friend that she is, said, you should meet Michelle. And Emily is always like this. I'm a little more like, I'm not as bold as her.
She's a hype woman.
Yeah, she's very much a hype woman guys. in the best way. So she hyped me up, and I got included on that publication because I was there, because I showed up for free to do. So you just have to show the F up sometimes.
Yeah, for
I
sure.
showed up. I was included in the publication, but the biggest takeaway from that day was Emily crushed her interview questions. And the best thing that she said, and I use it with my, I don't even know that you know this.
No, I
use
I have
it
no
with
idea.
My,
I'm like on the yeah. what, edge of my seat.
I use it to this day with my spray tan partners. It's like you're going through a tunnel with a spoon, and you're digging your way, and you can't see any light at the end of the tunnel, yeah. but you've dug so far, you can't.
Yeah,
go
you
back.
Can't turn
go
back.
That's the point of going back. Yeah.
And that was the...
I think about that all the time.
And
yeah.
She said that during that interview, and I was like... And I looked at Jess. Jess was there, which is
oh,
Emily's
Jessica
best.
Hewitt,
yeah, she was there. And I looked at Jess, and I was like, damn, she's really good at this interview stuff. And I remember thinking, like,
she
I
is
wanna...
really good. I
but
always...
why couldn't you dig with a shovel? I don't know why I said a spoon.
It's smart,
well, because
it's fucking
like,
hard.
It, because
it's hard,
a little bit
you're
less.
Right, yes.
Like, a shovel would be easier. The entrepreneurship
no,
is
crushes
hard.
The, I'm telling you, every time we interview an employee, what do I say? Like, three words. I'm just like, are you available? And Emily's, like, asking all the good questions.
And what would you do if you were locked in a room with no windows and no doors?
No,
I'm just kidding.
One of our employees, you asked her what her dream job was. Scarlett gave us the best answer ever.
Oh, wait, I want
to
hear.
Scarlett, you have to listen to this because I'm going to shout you out. She said that she wanted to move to New Zealand and raise sheep and shear them and make her own rugs from them. I was like, oh, you're hired.
I'm pretty sure she wanted to make sweaters.
Oh, sweaters.
It was
not
sweaters.
Rugs.
Yeah,
okay, sweaters.
But yeah, we're really like, yeah, we're like, we love you. Yes, please.
Hired.
Yeah. Like, what an out there answer.
I know, and it was great. It's so us.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I mean, it's hard. That's hard work.
Yeah.
Well, I think this interview was probably the best starter interview ever. These gals really...
we'll come back anytime. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, don't worry.
You have to.
You'll hear us.
I said,
again,
I know you will.
Unfortunately, sorry.
Well, these gals really helped me. They're dear friends of mine. They're family at this
If you're
point.
Looking for a co-host, I mean...
I mean, anytime. But yeah, I love them. I love them. They were very special to me, and I know that I would have been an entrepreneur and had a company, and sunless tanning was my thing. But you really were very important along my journey, and I love you guys.
Oh, you were important.
Well, I think that you just are. I think being an entrepreneur is just inside of you, and you tend to gravitate towards others who also have that magnetic, like, I don't know, that Care Bear stare, like, thing. Like,
I
like,
love the Care Bear. Yeah,
our magnetic energy is just pulled towards each other. And I think that that's... Guess,
but I would like, if to anyone listening to this, what I would like for you to get, be positive, do positive. It's so easy to get sucked up in the negative of life. It's so easy.
The negative these, of life and social
these women
media,
were very these women were very positive, always positive, even when we had disagreements, even when we were on different pages in life. We bring it back together, and we love and respect the other, and you have to do that to every human in life, and that's what I would like for people to take away. Be respectful and love and care. And
that's also how you will be successful.
Exactly. You'll get it back. Yeah.
Yes.
Mean girls never win.
Mean girls never win.
Yes.
All right, I think that's a good ending.